The World's War by David Olusoga. Read by Nigel Carrington. Preface. In the middle of the 1960s, my parents, only recently married, journeyed to my father's homeland of Nigeria on a ship called the MS General Mongin. Built at Saint-Nazaire in 1953, the liner ran a service from Marseille's ancient harbour to Pointe Noire on the coast of the former French Congo, now the Republic of Congo, or Congo-Brazzaville. By the 1960s, the passengers who filled her cabins were French, British and African, many of them the citizens of now independent African nations. They were officials, expats, businessmen, students and entrepreneurs. To my mother, and indeed to most of the non-French passengers on board, the ship's name meant nothing. But to the French passengers, veterans of the baccalaureate, the name of Charles Mongin was a familiar one. It was Mongin, the firebrand general, who had earned himself the nickname the Butcher for his actions on the Western Front during the First World War. And it was Mongin who had, in the years leading up to 1914, convinced himself, and soon millions of his countrymen, that Africa was a vast reservoir of men, the human raw material from which France might forge new legions to help overcome the military might of Germany. When the General Mongin landed in Lagos in 1966 to deposit my parents, there were still millions of men and women on the African continent who remembered the First World War. People who had seen the French recruiting parties scour the villages of West Africa for men to serve, turning Mongin's theories into reality. In the port town of Dakar in Senegal, where the General Mongin had earlier called, lived the last of the Tirailleurs Sénégalais, Mongin's army of West African soldiers, who could count among their honours the titanic battles at Verdun, Ypres, and the Chemin des Dames. Other Africans in East and Central Africa could recall the suffering and hunger that befell their communities when the war against the German colonial forces swept through their fields, towns and villages. In Nigeria, there were still veterans of the West African Frontier Force, men who had fought against other Africans recruited by the Germans to defend the Second Reich's colonies of Cameroon and German East Africa. In the same years that my parents set up their home in Africa, historians in Europe, pioneers in the burgeoning field of oral history, were embarking on the great task of recording the voices and experience.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?